Remember, you can go to entertainmentearth.com, fill your shopping cart with collectibles from such TV shows and movies as Doctor Who, Star Trek, The Walking Dead, Star Wars, bobbleheads, prop replicas, action figures, lots of other kinds of stuff. And if you order $50 or more, enter the offer code MMPSAVE5 at the payment page during checkout, and you will save $5. If you order $90 or more, enter MMPSAVE10 to save $10. That's a sweet little deal. That's MMPSAVE, like Mighty Movie Podcast, save, and the number 5, or MMPSAVE and the number 10 at entertainmentearth.com. No time like the present. Check it out. And in this show, we're talking to martial arts star Donnie Yen about his latest movie, in which he plays a man whose past catches up with him in deadly ways. We're talking about Dragon on this episode of Mighty Movie Podcast. Welcome to MMP, coming to you courtesy of the Chronic Rift Network. I'm Dan Persons. And at the beginning of the 20th century, in a small village in China, a humble paper miller, played by Donnie Yen, rushes to the rescue of a shopkeeper being threatened by bandits and, almost despite himself, manages to defeat the robbers. The town is grateful, but perhaps they shouldn't be, because, as is revealed in Peter Ho Sun Chan's new film Dragon, that humble paper miller may not be so humble, after all, may in fact be hiding a deadly past within a web of complex fictions that are only revealed as a dedicated to the point of obsession police detective, played by Takeshi Kaneshiro, presses on with his investigation. Dragon tells its tale of deception and dark past with a combination of intriguing drama and fantastic action sequences. Donnie Yen himself staged the action, and we were able to reach him in Hong Kong to talk about how it all came together. Here's the interview. Enjoy. It's a fantastic film, and I think one of the things that stood out for me about it is that it works both as drama and as a fantastic martial arts film. But I was wondering, since you are the star of the film, you are also the one who developed the action sequences, how do you regard yourself now? Are you a martial arts star who also acts? Are you an actor who can handle the martial arts sequences?
It's, I don't think it's important to identify what I do right now in terms of wording, because, you know, for the longest time, I think you're talking about decades ago, as a martial arts star, we are constantly categorized as B-rated films or an actor who can throw some punches and kicks and no-brainers movies, that sort, very stereotyped. But as the audience get a lot more sophisticated throughout the decades of watching these films, I'm not talking about just martial arts films or martial arts films from Asia, from Hong Kong. I'm talking about action-oriented elements in every type of multimedia platform outside of films. You're talking about TV, you're talking about games, you're talking about cartoons, anything that dealt with action, moving image, has something to do with the body performance. And that body performance is highly linked and connected to martial arts. I mean, even dancing, we're talking about Glee, you're talking about you know, anything that you turn on the TV, anything you can get your eyes on, right, is some form of connection with martial arts or body movement. So at the end of the day right now, is I think any actor anywhere in the world requires some sort of martial arts training to be a complete actor. I mean, because you have to do action films. And in order to do action films, you need to prep yourself in every aspect. And doing martial arts combat is just one that is like the old Hollywood. If you want to be an actor, you should be able to sing and dance. So I kind of regard from the early, you know, in my early career where I have to really try to always prove myself as an all-around actor, to nowadays people just kind of accept you if you do good work, you know, and then if you do good work, people forget about where you come from. And obviously I never came from a classical acting school. In fact, I was never intended to be an actor when I started in the industry. I was scouted, and you're talking about over 30 years ago. It was 30 years ago. So I regard myself as a filmmaker who specialized in action movies, and, you know, on the side, something that I do. I call myself a part-time martial artist right now because my full-time job is a filmmaker.
Is the idea behind Dragon to, you know, you talk about the audiences becoming more sophisticated. Is the idea of Dragon to now bring the audience up to another level, to combine both the physical and the dramatic in a unique way?
Well, you know, this is something that I've been doing, or at least I speak for myself, you know, I've been trying to do for the last, I don't know how many years, but it just never really gotten the chance to display that kind of combination until films like Dragon or my 8-Men series, where it's gotten a lot of international attention because it was very successful and it touches upon different walks of life. People, and, you know, when you have a broader audiences, people start to analyze your films. For me right now, is to make a movie, you have to make a movie with, like any other movie makers, you know, you got to tell a good story, good acting, and, you know, and all the basic elements, right? But it just so happened, Dragon is a martial arts film. It's a movie, and the actors and the characters in the movie happen to be a heroic with martial arts, high level martial arts skills. I mean, if you wanted to analyze the recent hit in Hollywood, I mean, if you look at Spider-Man, you look at Batman, it's full of, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, do we look at Batman as a good story? I do. I enjoy Batman very much. You look at James Bond as well. But they all possess high-level martial arts skills. Same with Dragon. It's just, Dragon, because the language is in Chinese and the background is in Chinese, so somehow the audience kind of automatically framed that into a certain mysterious Asian supernatural power world, but it's just the story. So happened that the star and the characters of the film possess martial arts skills. That's all.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that really got me about watching the film is that your character. The development of your character starts in one place and then develops as we in the audience learn more about him, and the things that we learn turn out to be
there are constant revelations for the character, and each time the revelation draws in a new aspect of the character that we didn't understand before, we didn't appreciate before. And what struck me as interesting was that the fighting style of the character seemed to change as our understanding of the character changed. How did you manage to develop that process, and what were the complications in filming something like that?
When I action direct, you know, action directing in Hong Kong is very, I guess I speak for China as well right now. Action directing is very different from action directing in opposed to maybe in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. At least when my experience was in Hollywood many years ago. Because in Hollywood, there are a little different poses. You have dance choreographer, you have fight choreographer, you know, there's a lot of different departments. But in Asia industry, an action director handles all the action, like as much as responsibility as a director, or sometimes even more, it really depends on what are the percentage of the actions. So I always try to handle my action through the eyes of, again, you know, like a director. What are the characters thinking? What is the background of the character? So, of course, given, you know, can't take for granted that, of course, you have to have a lot of experience in the understanding of martial arts, fighting, film language, fighting in front of the camera, years of these type of experience before you can really be an action director. And then understand about the film language as a director and as an actor. So I guess somehow I was fortunate to have these type of training throughout my career, and it took me decades of building up these kind of experience. So when I do take on an action movie as an action director, I always look at the character and start thinking from ground zero how the character would react to a different scene, a different scenario, or the contrary. And then I would put it a certain style of film or camera work, camera movement to my actions. For example, Dragon, the character took place in 100 years ago, 60, 70 years ago, a while back in a village. So offhand, I thought I could put in more of a Shaw Brothers era. I don't know if you're familiar with some of the Shaw Brothers Kung Fu movies back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Where, you know, there's a lot of animal forms, like, you know, dragon style, tiger style, you know, like in Wu-Tang, a lot of their lyrics actually praise a lot of these 70s Shaw Brothers Kung Fu movies. So I thought to myself, I said, you know, number one, it fits right into the history of the story. And also I can pay tribute to the 70s Kung Fu movies. So I said, let me choreograph that style, and then shoot it very, with a little twist, more of a model, the way I use the camera, but dedicated to that style. So as a result, what you see, the action, is kind of have that flavor of differences from maybe if I did a movie like Ip Man series or the Flashpoint Kill Zone, where I mix, I put a lot of MMA elements in it. So it's really different, you know, and creativity starts taking place once the wheels start rolling and spinning, just like acting. I'm sure actor would agree with me that as they take on the role, the more they dig into the character, they would discover a lot of endless creativity. So same with my action area, where the more I live in the world, I was automatically started to create these kind of images in my head. And combining with the experience of the years of filmmaking, I would break down all the shots in my head. And then, you know, that's another thing that is really interesting and of working in Hollywood and working over here. I guess I take that for granted as well. I mean, I'm not suggesting any filmmaker should go on to spend millions of dollars making a movie without no preparation, with no story for it. But I have been very fortunate to have that kind of gift where I can break down all my shots in my head. It's kind of like a jazz player where they know how to play the music but without really writing it down or looking at the sheet. Like, so I would automatically formulate shots in my head. Then I kind of go along with it and then start shoot it on the set. Of course, I make alternations and adjustments. It really depends on the problems I encounter on an each day basis or when I'm working with other actors. It really depends on whether the actors can deliver as well. Same with acting, because I'm sure actors would also agree with me when you're acting with your fellow actors. Sometimes you deliver the lines and the other person reacts in certain ways, and you make adjustments based on the framework. Well, my framework formulates in my head before I walk on the set.
Mm-hmm. This film was fantastic. Now, there seems to be, at the end of that, at least a bit of wiggle room for a sequel. Is that in the offing? Is that possible?
No, probably not. You know, Peter Chan, our director, he's a very brilliant filmmaker. As a brilliant filmmaker, we always wanted to leave the back door open. So just in case the movie makes so much money that we can do a sequel. So I'm sure that in the back of his mind, when he came up with the ending of the story, you know, he kind of gave himself an opportunity in case if he wanted to make a sequel. But I don't think we're going to do a sequel.
Can you tell me what you're working on now, just quickly?
I started a new film called the in exact term interpretation, it should be Iceman.
Hmm.
It's kind of like a Highlander movie where I play a warrior who's been frozen for 400 years and came to Hong Kong City.
Hmm.
I'm trying to go back and change the time and change in the past, you know. That type of, kind of like a Highlander movie, but in 3D, started yesterday.
Way
so,
cool.
For the next 2 and 3 months, I'll be focusing on this film.
Fantastic. Donnie, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's not too late to holiday shop for all the choices collectibles at entertainmentearth.com. They've got all the goodies, prop replicas, action figures, toys, Lego sets, t-shirts, any category you can think of, really. I'm not kidding here. Anime statues. Those are not for the kiddies. Those are for you. You know what I mean. And they've got them for pretty much any TV show or movie. The Walking Dead, Star Wars, Portal, Doctor Who, the DC Universe, the Marvel Heroes, Dexter. Dexter has its season ender this weekend. Time to get your action figure now to keep you warm while you wait for next season. They've got all that and many, many more that we're too lazy to list here. And the nice thing is that you can fill your shopping cart with all this good stuff from Entertainment Earth, and if your order gets to $50 or more, you can enter MMPSAVE5. That's MMPSAVE, like Mighty Movie Podcast, SAVE, and the number 5. You enter that at the payment page during checkout, and you can save $5. Or if you order $90 or more, you can enter MMPSAVE10, to save $10. See what they did there? You thought you'd have to spend $100 to save $10, but no, they pulled a fast one on you and are giving you an even better deal. Those guys are tricky. So remember, entertainmentearth.com, MMPSAVE5 to save $5 on $50 or more, MMPSAVE10 to save $10 on $90 or more. I've got my eye on that sonic screwdriver. I want one of those bad boys. EntertainmentEarth.com.
and Dragon opened in New York and Los Angeles on November 30th and is rolling out nationwide in the coming weeks and is worth looking for because damn, it's good. If you can't wait, it's also available right now on demand, and we'll give you the trailer and also put up a link to one of the on-demand sites because what the hell. That'll be up at chronicrift.com. And if you want to write me, please send that email to dan@mightymoviepodcast.com. And next week, we're going to keep the genre bending going as we talk with Ward Roberts about his crazy-ass action satire, Dust Up. I wish all my Decembers were this much fun. Really, I do. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. This has been a production of Upstart Company NYC, copyright 2012, Dan Persons, all rights reserved, no unauthorized duplication permitted.